We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, 9:37. The news of the day so far from the Bills is that safeties coach Jim Salgado has been fired, according to a source tells ESPN. Elena Getzenberg covers the Bills for ESPN. She is reporting that. He's been on McDermott's staff since 2017. Mm-hmm. From 2020 to 2021, he was the team's nickels coach. He moved to safeties this year. He has been fired. We'll see if there's more.
If we start seeing more and more defensive assistants fired, with everyone that comes in, I'm going to think it's more likely Frazier's gone. Like, if they start taking his staff apart, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean,
don't you think that's it?
Is a defensive coach about to clean house defensively? I don't think so.
Right, because it's also McDermott's
defense. It's McDermott's. He's been with McDermott since 2017.
Yeah.
So,
unless he just wants to start over.
Jordan Schultz reports that Jim Irsay's number one choice for head coach of the Colts remains Jeff Saturday.
Oh, really? They're going to do that?
Yeah.
They're really going to do that. Yikes. I mean, who knows? Maybe it'll go well. Did it go that poorly?
It did.
Okay, maybe it did.
It did.
There was a fourth down decision at some point, wasn't there? No, it was the clock.
Yeah.
There was a Thursday night game where they ran the clock down from like 2 minutes to like 1:20.
Yeah, they had one win. Didn't they only beat the Raiders?
They beat the Raiders. I think that was it.
That was it. The Raiders lost to everybody this year. A lot of close losses. All right, let's play a very quick game. Actually, you know what? Let's get a call in. Adam in New Jersey, then we'll play our game. Adam's been waiting. I'm going to get to Adam. Adam, good morning. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Morning. So the reason why, like, I would trend more toward replacing McDermott is I don't trust that he can use weapons, even if he got new weapons. That's my fear with him being a defensive-minded coach. And also, I don't buy this excuse that a McDermott and Bean have been thrown out there about Hines not being able to learn the playbook. Like, come on. Like, you have Hockenson who had over 100 targets in Minnesota who was traded at the same deadline. You have Tony that was in he was scoring touchdowns in his first game. Like, I find that to be a BS excuse, and honestly, I really hope Sal's listening because he kind of gave him a pass on that too, because he's like, yeah, you know, that's what happened. Well, it didn't happen with the other team, so why did it happen here with Hines? Like, that's what doesn't make any sense to me. And the fact that I don't trust that he can use new weapons or use them correctly, you might say, like, hey, player X is a bust. Well, we tried. Well, I don't know if he was used correctly now, because he lost that trust with me as a fan. Also, I just had one question. If Bean takes a defensive player with the first pick of the draft, will you start the fire Bean train?
No, probably not. It could happen. You know, it could happen.
It'll be loud for a couple of days.
Yeah, people would be upset. Here's one scenario where they take a defensive player, and I'm not sure if everybody is mad. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Linebacker. If they let Tremaine walk and then take their first-round starting middle linebacker, how mad could anyone really be? They could take a receiver in the second round and the third round. The second round is a very nice spot for receivers. They could sign some in free agency. They could make a trade for one. Like, the offseason can't boil down to you must do this thing with this one pick. If they were picking fourth and there was a absolute stud receiver, I would be banging the table for Jamar Chase. Now, don't take a linebacker fourth. Once you get to 27, it's not the same world.
The reason why I'd still be upset is Tremaine Evans walks, and they have a glaring need at middle linebacker. They draft a middle linebacker first round. What I'm then thinking is this is back-to-back years that would have happened, really 3 years in a row that this would have happened, where the Bills drafted what their glaring need was.
Right, and you always say, like, people say, don't draft for need.
Yeah. To me, then this team will always draft. There will always be a glaring need, right? Like, especially with Allen no longer on a rookie contract, there will always be a glaring need on this roster. And if I'm signing up for they're just going to draft the glaring need every year, it means I'm never getting to receiver. Or I'm only getting to receiver, to go back to the Packers comparison from earlier, I'm only getting to receiver when Diggs isn't here. At that point, I'm never going to get my receiving core to a point where they are overwhelmingly talented and one of the best in football because I've got a hole somewhere else that I could plug in. In 2024, it's going to be, well, I need a right tackle. So, glaring need. Let me draft the right tackle. And then over and over and over and over, I'm hoping I could get receivers in the later round. Second round's a little different. But I'd still be upset. Just go for the overwhelming talent at the receiver position rather than, like, I'll eat the hole. I'll try to fill that with a second round pick or a third round pick. Or hell, they just drafted a linebacker in the third round. Wasn't part of that reason because you thought he'd be able to replace Tremaine Edmonds?
He's like fifth on their depth chart at linebacker.
I know. So maybe that was just a miss. But they just drafted a linebacker in the third round. Like, that guy can't replace. If he can't, then, like, Dodson, like, I would just fill it in.
It's going to be hard to believe that Dodson was chosen to be that, right? Because he is, like, Edmonds, part of what Edmonds does as the centerpiece of this defense is gigantic and rangy.
Yeah.
And Dodson is not that, is he?
No. There were plays when he was in there. He had to start when Edmonds was hurt, where he was like almost there, and I remember thinking, oh, if that was Edmonds, that's a deflection. Wait, because he was just didn't have the length.
Sorry, it's not even Dodson. He wasn't their third round pick. It was
Terrell Bernard is the
Terrell Bernard,
pick.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But Dodson was the one that played.
Right.
Over Bernard.
Yeah, I don't know if Bernard is the future at that spot for them. He's way down the depth chart. Thanks, Adam. And on the weapon stuff, like, it's on the coordinator to get that done. The Hines stuff, you know, it's still
I don't even want to listen to it.
It's the mystery. How they got those guys and didn't get them involved. All right, I'm ready to play him or goat. I'm ready for a game.
All right, him or goat. Let's figure out who Jeremy thinks is a goat and who is him.
Just him.
Him. Joe Burrow declared himself him. Stephon Diggs declared himself him.
Yes.
Lots of people are doing that.
Yep.
Goat above him?
Yes, goat is above him.
Okay. I want to figure out, though, we'll start with some easy ones to figure out how high your standard is for goat.
The line between him and goat.
Yeah. So we'll start with a couple easy ones. Or just test. Test to really figure out where you're at. Patrick Mahomes.
Him.
Wow.
He can't be the goat yet.
Okay, so you're like me then, that, like, there's one goat.
There's not one.
But, okay, a couple.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going. All
right, Tom Brady.
Sure, goat.
Joe Montana.
Yeah, sure, goat.
Peyton Manning.
Goat.
Okay. I almost want to keep going quarterbacks now, because figure out where the quarterback line is.
I'm ready.
All right, how about Josh Allen?
Him.
Okay, just checking. John Elway.
Not the GOAT.
So are we done with GOAT quarterbacks? That might be it. Dan Marino?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, if you go back far enough for Elway and Marino, they can't even be him because him wasn't a thing.
Him wasn't
then.
A thing. Well, no. GOAT really wasn't a thing.
You know
thing
what those
either.
Guys are? Those guys are the man.
The man. Okay. All right. The man.
Which is an older version of him.
All right.
Because people used to say, I'm the man. Now they just say, I'm him.
All right. Steph Curry.
GOAT.
An emphatic GOAT.
Absolute.
Okay.
A GOAT.
LeBron James.
Maybe not the GOAT. A GOAT.
GOAT.
He's the greatest shooter of all time.
GOAT. Just GOAT.
GOAT.
That's fine. You
LeBron.
See a GOAT emoji above Steph Curry and you're fine with it.
Has to be there.
Okay.
LeBron. GOAT. Yep.
Okay. Michael Jordan. Do I even need to ask?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Giannis.
Him.
Giannis is him?
Sure.
Shaq.
Oh, GOAT.
GOAT. Okay.
Yes. Shaq is amazing at a million things.
Yeah. It's like if you're the greatest of all time at something.
Yeah, Shaq's like one of the best personalities of all time. Giving the GOAT to, yes.
Okay. Alex Ovechkin.
GOAT.
Connor McDavid.
I mean, you know what's popping up in my like my Facebook memories?
What?
Is,
oh, Erie trips?
Yes, going to see Connor McDavid at Erie.
I had one of those recently. It was like a Snapchat memory of just like, there's Nikita Zadorov and the London Knights against the Erie Otters. What McDavid?
Him.
He fits in the same category as Mahomes does, in a sense.
Yeah, amazing right now, but no, you're not getting GOAT yet.
All right, Sidney Crosby.
GOAT. One of the greatest of all time, yeah.
Okay. Tiger Woods.
GOAT.
Rory McIlroy.
Him.
Thought I might be able to sneak a GOAT in there just because of the last 12 months with Rory.
He might be, again, he's like Shaq level for me. He's just the best.
Yeah.
Rory represents everybody right now. Not everybody, but Rory is like Captain America of Ireland for golf.
Yeah.
He is the... Put a new logo out there for golf and have it be Rory.
It'd just be like the Avengers logo.
Yeah. I guess that should be Tiger, not Rory, but still.
Yeah. How about Travis Kelce?
GOAT.
Okay. Thought I might get that there. Gronk.
GOAT.
Okay, so a couple of tight ends. How about Von Miller?
GOAT.
GOAT?
Yep.
Okay. So how many passes? Bruce Smith.
Sure, GOAT.
He has the record.
The man. Remember, if you go far enough back, we're going the man.
Okay, the man. So like Jerry Rice.
GOAT.
You don't like the young guys. I was going to ask Justin Jefferson.
Him.
I would be giving some of these young guys GOAT status.
You can't give Justin Jefferson the greatest of all time.
I mean, he's got the most yards in the first 3 years of his career than anybody.
Isn't that what him represents? Is someone being able to say, like, I can't say I'm the greatest of all time.
But I'm him.
But I can say I'm him.
Like, right now, I'm him.
Yeah, I'm him.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
Enemy of Big Pharma. The self-proclaimed enemy of Big Pharma.
Yes. He's got his own special designation.
Right. He claims... Yeah, okay. I'm not answering on Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
This is a fun game.
Kevin Durant.
It's fine.
It's fine?
He's fine.
What does that mean?
He's neither.
Oh, so he's neither. He's not even him.
You can't be him. You can only be him if you're active. Ooh, is that right?
He's active. I mean, he's not... He's injured. He plays like 40 games a year. Charles Barkley.
Who does he think he is? Brady? Barkley. Definitely not a GOAT.
Not even... Like, you kind of give Shaq some credit for the broadcaster.
I give Shaq credit for everything. Shaq is a treasure, national treasure.
But Charles Barkley, like, on TV. If you are counting
You'd have to say he's a GOAT of, television and analyst. Yeah, GOAT.
Okay.
They bring him in for the NCAA tournament. He's never even heard of these teams. He just says a couple words. Everyone's like, yeah, all right, into it.
Okay. Marty Brodeur.
Non-factor.
Just wanted to finish with that one.
Non-factor, yeah. Hasek, GOAT.
Hasek, GOAT.
Patrick Waugh, GOAT.
Only two goalies? Can Ken Dryden be the man? His numbers always blow me away that he has the second highest save percentage ever, and he played in the 60s.
Yeah. I had a thought about Owen Power the other day. So there was a clip that went around. Owen Power, him. Darlene, him.
I had him on my list, but when you started knocking the young guys off, I'm like, can I ask Darlene?
I can't.
He could be the GOAT Sabre defenseman.
Darlene?
How far away is he from being the greatest Sabre defenseman of all time?
You'd have to ask a Sabre fan that's been watching the team since earlier than 2002.
So like someone that watched Housley.
Yeah.
Because your standard is what? Campbell?
And also, well, no, my standard is Talinder.
What?
2 years of Henrik Talinder was the best Sabre defenseman I ever saw. But that was a different era.
When?
05, 06, he was amazing. He was like a top three defenseman in the league. Underappreciated.
No, come on.
Henrik Tillander was him. Yes. He's the reason they lost the 05-06 series is because Tillander got hurt. They could have survived a couple of those other injuries.
You're saying they could have survived McKee, yep. Numanen, and who else missed?
Yes, because Tillander and Ludman would have still been there.
Yes. You're saying he was a top three defenseman.
I'm saying, yes, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say it. In my head, it's true.
Some stat guy out there. Is Chad DeDomenicis listening? Like, someone out there, tell me what his numbers were that year.
Research these things.
I want to know.
Tillander was a linchpin. And when they won Game 3 and lost him, I came on the air the next day and say I would rather have lost Game 3 and kept Tillander.
Wow. Really?
There were two injuries that postseason. Connolly, who at that moment was him.
He was going to win the Conn Smythe.
Which would have put him in a conversation for Goat Saber.
Yep.
Anyway. Tillander, linchpin. Devastating loss.
Interesting. Give me a break, and then I was 11 at the time. But I always just grouped him together with the other guys.
Somebody call and tell Joe how great Henrik Tillander was on those teams.
Because I don't even ever think of him individually for that team. I always think of it as Tillander and Ludman.
They were great. Tillander was great. Hashtag, all right, tweet, at Sneaky Joe Sports. Is that it? What is it?
At Sneaky Joe Sports.
At Sneaky Joe Sports, hashtag respect Tillander.
Respect Tillander.
All this, you got to respect Tillander. Is that the completion of him or
Yeah, I got more names on here, but we can do this again.
Let's go more genres. Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
Goat.
Meryl Streep.
Sure, fine. Goat.
Tom Hanks.
Mm.
Really?
Not a
Tom Hanks guy?
I mean,
Eddie Murphy.
Goat. These are goats.
Okay. Trying to think of other genres now other than just people that have been in movies. How about Taylor Swift?
Goat.
Okay. Drake.
Trying to think of other genres too. Like chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Actual
goat.
Chicken parm.
Goat. Yeah. Absolutely. All time, yes.
What food is him, but not a goat? Turkey sandwich?
A great cheeseburger. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the answer. I mean,
it's him. Can't be the goat.
I was thinking like chili.
A steak of something. Chili is him.
It's good, but then, you know, there could be times.
You're never going to rank it like number one on like any food list.
Chili is him. Beef stew is goat.
No. Not a beef stew guy. Him. Him for beef stew.
This is the good stuff.
Yes.
Brayton has added me with respect to Leaner. Brayton, the instruction was to at Joe. It's all right, either way. All right, Extendo Sports, and then we'll wrap up, get out to the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.